News from Bermondsey. £30 billion underground ring road plan to avert traffic gridlock. Mayor puts forward new concept. Tower Bridge would close to traffic. Entrance at Bricklayers Arms flyover. There are big arguments in favour. There are obviously arguments against. Mayor Boris Johnson. Tower Bridge could be closed to all traffic except buses and bicycles as part of plans to build a 22-mile-long underground ring road in London. Mayor Boris Johnson hopes the £30 billion project would remove tens of thousands of cars from the streets above. As part of the inner orbital tunnel, two new crossings would be dug underneath the river, and one of the entrances could be at the Bricklayers Arms. Though it's only a concept at the moment, the current route shows the tunnel running from Camden to Highbury, south under Whitechapel, to cross the river at Wapping. It then sweeps south of Elephant and Castle, under Oval and Battersea Park, and crosses the Thames again at Chelsea. From there, it heads through Earl's Court to link with the A40 near White City, then east to St John's Wood and under Regent's Park. A spur under Dalston and Hackney would connect the circuit to the A12. Mayor Johnston gave little away, only saying that there are big arguments in favour, there are obviously arguments against. Transport for London is working on the concept, which would avert traffic gridlock. It forecasts a 60% surge in congestion in the central zone by 2031, if nothing is done, while outer areas would suffer increases in the congestion of 15 to 25%. The Mayor's office said that some of the cost would be met by freeing up the development sites worth billions of pounds that are currently hemmed in by traffic, such as the area around the Vauxhall interchange. This is not the first tunnel proposed for Rotherhithe. 2 years ago, residents fought off plans to dig part of the Thames Water proposed super sewer tunnel at Bermondsey King's Stairs Gardens. Speaking to the news this week, Stephanie Kenwood, co-chair of Save King's Stairs Gardens, said, "One concern is that open greenfield sites shouldn't be used for construction, so we'd need to know a lot more detail, especially about the proposed impacts on Southwark. Environmental and local community interests must be given full and proper consideration and the possibility of unintended consequences investigated carefully."